Hello and welcome back to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneurs Podcast. My name is Bob Gentle, and every week on a Monday, I'm joined by guests for some expert interviews, and on Wednesdays, you get just me exploring some of the issues and topics around things that either come out of the podcast interviews or things that have impacted my clients through the weeks. Today, I wanted to focus on something that really seems to impact a lot of business owners, and to be fairly honest, a lot of digital marketing social media practitioners as well. And it really revolves around the unhealthy, unproductive ways that social media tends to be used. So as someone whose business revolves around social media, I have a lot of gratitude for all the various platforms have to offer. But it's not just me that's grateful. Huge fortunes are being made by the platforms and their advertisers. These fortunes are made in theory by providing you, the consumer, with content that you like and as often as possible. And they do this so that you'll stay on the platforms as long as possible, consuming and being influenced by as many ads as possible. For most people, social media is leisure. It's a recreational use of time. This is as true for LinkedIn as it is of Instagram or YouTube. Using leisure time for leisure activities is fine. It's a free country, but this is business and leisure has no place in it. The way most people use social media is as consumers. They open the platform and they start scrolling. It's intentionally addictive and it's easy to lose hours once you start. And that's not happening by accident. Most business owners will have heard the call, you need to get on social media, and then jumped in to see what happens next. And they get caught up in a fast-flowing, warm and entertaining river called Scroll River. Time passes and they achieve nothing. They're consumers, and consumption is not helping you as a business owner in any way. It's killing your business. If you want social media to work for your business, and that's as a professional, practitioner, or on the client side, and by client side I mean when you're promoting your own business rather than your customer's business, then you need to treat it like a loaded gun. You need to treat it with care, respect, and the understanding that it can blow your foot off from a productivity perspective with just a momentary lapse of concentration. When you work with a loaded gun, in fact, loaded or not, there are working practices to keep you safe. So let's look at a few basic practices which will allow you to take charge and start participating and stop consuming. Being intentional about how and why you open any app or site is the first place to start. Opening any app just to see what's happening is against the rules. So practice one is don't open apps without a very good reason. The platforms all make this very hard. They tempt us with notifications, and it's hard to know which notifications are baiting us and which matter. So open the notification settings in all of your social media apps and turn as many of them off as you can handle. And then go to the platforms themselves, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and go to your personal settings and turn the notifications off there as well, not just on the app on your mobile phone. The only notifications you need are someone is sending you a message, someone is engaging with your content. Everything else is distraction, so turn it off. Practice number two is create, don't consume. The only very good reason to open a social media app or site as a business owner is to contribute, to post the content you created. If you're on social media for business, then you don't need to scroll. You need to create content away from the platform and then post it for others to consume. Practice number three is engage with people, not content. Social media and social networks give us a big clue as to what can work really well. Be sociable, but do it on your own terms and be intentional about it. Set times for it that the same as you would for booking networking events or meetings. Treat your time with some respect. Now, there's a danger here. You could easily take rule three as permission to jump in and waste your time again. These practices need to be worked through in order. Get your content game on first before you start worrying about social networking. Content trumps everything. So practice number four is learn the ad tools. Getting some basic orientation around how the ad systems work on a couple of the platforms can really give you some superpowers. most of the platforms are great value from an advertising perspective and more effective than any other form of advertising you can buy. But it's important to learn some of the foundation principles of how they work, otherwise you can quickly burn through budget. They're all inherently simple, but a lot of people seem to jump in and forget that you need a little bit of basic orientation. When you need to advertise, this is the worst time to learn how to advertise. Learn how the advertising platforms work before you need them. Social media platforms spend millions hiring psychologists, biologists, designers, and all kinds of nerds just to find ways to keep you in the apps a little longer. This can work for your business by making sure your content is there for people to consume, other people, but it can be far more easily turned against you by sucking your time and your attention. Success in social media marketing depends on these four practices I've outlined. They're a set of disciplines which for most people just don't matter, but for a business owner, they are critical to success. As Gary Vaynerchuk said, and I know I say this a lot, every business should be 80% whatever they do for money and 20% media company. Time is the most valuable thing we have, and with these practices, I want to help you save as much of it as you can for creating great content which helps you cut through, not fooling yourself into thinking that you're being active on social media. If you follow these four practices, you'll very quickly discover your social media superpowers. So, thank you for listening. I hope that helps give you some permission to not do what everybody else is doing on social media. Be intentional about how you use your time, and you will very quickly win back your day and win the game of social media marketing. So my name is Bob Gentle. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, then I would invite you to subscribe. If you did enjoy the podcast, then I would love for you to review it on iTunes. It's the very best way to help me reach new listeners, and it really means a lot to me as well. So again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you on Monday.